This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia is replacing Wagner private military units with regular troops on the outskirts of Bakhmut in Ukraine, but the mercenaries remain inside the devastated city, according to Ukraine's defense minister. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reports.
Russian mercenaries with the Wagner Group organization are withdrawing from the outskirts of the city of Bakhmut to be replaced by regular government soldiers. That's according to Ukraine's defense ministry. It appears to at least partially confirm statements from the group's founder, Yevgeny Prigozhin, that his forces would be leaving the devastated city. The Ukrainian defense ministry says that as of Thursday, the mercenaries remain inside the city. Ukraine's military also says the number of Russian attacks in the area has fallen in recent days. Prigozhin claimed to have completed Russia's capture of the city on Saturday after the longest and bloodiest battle of the war, in which his group played a central role.
Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Ukraine's foreign minister has urged African nations to support his country and end their neutral stance on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In February, 22 of the African Union's 54 member states abstained or did not vote on a UN General Assembly resolution marking the one-year anniversary of the war. The resolution called for Russia to withdraw from Ukraine. Two of those countries, Eritrea and Mali, voted against the resolution. At a news conference at AU headquarters in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said those African countries, quote, are abstaining from support of independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity. More on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the U.S., U.S. House Republicans are pushing the debt ceiling talks to the brink. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The nation now stands a week from the so-called X date, when the Treasury Department says it may start running out of cash to pay its bills and face a first-ever debt default. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there are still outstanding issues in reaching a budget deal with the White House.
And I've directed our teams to work 24/7 to try to solve this problem.
While McCarthy says every hour matters.
It is unfortunate that House Republicans have chosen to get out of town before sundown.
Top House Democrat Akeem Jeffries blasting a decision to depart for the holiday weekend. Lawmakers are tentatively not expected back until Tuesday, just 2 days from the X date. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
More Americans are expected to get away for the Memorial Day weekend upcoming than last year. AP correspondent Donna Warder has that report.
AAA is predicting that 37 million Americans will drive at least 50 miles from home for this weekend. That's an increase of more than 2 million from Memorial Day last year, but still below pre-pandemic numbers in 2019. The Transportation Security Administration expects to screen 10 million travelers between Friday and Monday. That would be a 14% increase over the holiday in 2022, and slightly more than 2019. Hotel data provider STR says the average rate for a U.S. hotel room last week was $157 a night, up from $150 in the same week last year. However, some prices are going down. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline midweek was $3.56, down from $4.60 the same time last year. I'm Donna Warder.
A handful of the more than 2,000 political prisoners recently freed by Myanmar's post-coup junta have told VOA they remain under military surveillance and are afraid of being rearrested. On May the 3rd, the junta released more than 2,000 prisoners. They had to sign a document pledging not to commit any acts of violence against the country. They were released on the condition that if further offenses are committed, they would serve a new punishment in addition to the remaining time on their original sentences. VOA contacted a dozen released prisoners for this article, but many refused to talk out of security concerns. A man was arrested Thursday after his car crashed into the gates of Downing Street in central London, where the British Prime Minister's home and offices are located. No one was injured, and the initial signs do not point to terrorism, according to British law enforcement. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.